Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, so you think about it, what you're looking at the reality. I mean, it's always been between Satan and God. I mean, yeah. And that, you know, the question is, you know, who are you serving? Yeah. I mean, you can't say that you're serving God if you're serving man, if you're serving darkness. You got to make up your mind. Darkness and light don't belong together. And we're getting brought to a point of decision. I mean, the whole nations, the church in the nations being brought to a point of decision. This is the decision. Who's your God? Who's your God? This exact thing happened with Israel at Mount Carmel. I think about Elijah and Jezebel. You know, King Ahab was the king of Israel. His wife was Jezebel. That was her name. And they were ruling evilly. They were doing these very same things. They had the Satan clubs and everything, mm-hmm. all Baal worship and Dagon worship, Asherah worship, everywhere, and have misled almost all of God's people were being misled by their leadership. Well, God was about to change it. Well, when he was about to change it, he brought everybody to a high point. Everybody was focused on that one point. Today, for us, it may be media, where you're looking and all of a sudden you're seeing things come to a head. And God let them do everything they were going to do. This is what Elijah said. And Elijah was God's man, the prophet. But Jezebel had prophets, even though she wasn't for God. She had preachers, people talking, saying, "Thus saith the Lord," if you would. But they were all lies. It wasn't true. So what they were saying wasn't true, but they were telling people this is how it's supposed to be. And so you're looking, it began last year, if you noticed, all of a sudden every media cycle, everybody just started saying anything and everything. It don't even make sense. But on top of Mount Carmel, that's what was going on. Elijah just said, "Hey, go ahead, you know, pray to your God and see if he answers." And they're just like calling out and screaming, "Cut yourself." And he says, "Call louder, maybe he'll hear." And God was bringing us all, the people, to a point to understand whoever their God is not God. You're seeing him not answer. You're seeing all their systems crash. You're seeing everything go down. But he wanted to make a show so people understood who is your God. Hmm. And that's what was taking place. But if you don't understand that, and you start seeing Jezebel getting all cranked up, and Ahab getting all cranked up, and Dagon, Asherah, and the Satan schools, and all these different things going on, you're missing what God is saying, which is casting spells on social media, hashtag buying something. Don't worry about that. Realize this is the last hoopla for Jezebel and all of her false prophets. God is about to deliver this nation. He's going to deliver. He said, "The seat of evil is coming down, and the seat of the righteous is going to rise," but it's not going to be a pretty sight. It wasn't a pretty sight. So they screamed and they hollered and they were prophesying. If they would have had internet, they would have been blogging like crazy. They would have been posting on social media like crazy. They would have been, you know, taking over the network news and saying different things like crazy. Because they were all caught up in the government. That's a corrupt government. Jezebel and Ahab were the king and queen. The governmental system was totally corrupt. The first thing that happened when she got removed was to remove, literally drain the swamp. They took all the heads off, literally. Yes. Then we don't do that now, but just removed all the leadership that they put in place, because they put evil judges in places all over the place. But it happened. It looks terrible when it's taking place. You have to understand, when you're seeing, you know, Jezebel, and you're seeing Elijah confront that confrontation going on, you're looking at Jezebel knowing this thing's about to end. So God rose up this man, and a long story short, named Jehu, anointed him to come and remove her. They already taken out the king already. And when he's coming to take her out, this is how seductive. You're talking about the environment where just all kinds of crazy things are going on that's very seductive in the culture right now. I mean, that's what was taking place. And so it's the same thing. It's trying to get everybody's flesh stirred up. Well, they'll go for their flesh instead of go for God, which when you go for a false God, you're going for what your flesh wants, what your body, not what your spirit, your soul needs. And so she literally heard he was coming to take her out, and she was putting on her makeup and, you know, makeup's not a thing, but that's what she was doing, literally fixing herself up. Maybe one last chance, maybe I can seduce. Now, it was such a seductive spirit, and today it's just so seductive. I mean, if you're not ahead of yourself and have accountability in your life, I mean, it's intense. That it was so seductive that the guy that God called to be able to do away with to drain the swamp, if you would, of Jezebel and Ahab, he didn't even come close to her. He just said when he was looking up at her tower, there was eunuchs in there with her, and they just said, listen, he just said, throw her out. Mm-hmm. He didn't run a risk. It was such a seductive spirit of that day, and you know, Baal worship and Asherah worship, it's all about sexuality and everything goes, yeah, and just pulling at your flesh, which is insatiable. He knew better to even get that close. It was so seductive. And so he just said to the eunuchs, throw her out. And the prophetic word that she would be thrown down, she'd be trampled by horses, and guess what? And the dogs would eat her blood. And literally, she got thrown out. She landed down there. The horses stomped on her, and the dogs ate her. And the only thing left was her hands, I believe. Yes. And so this is, God talks about Jezebel's spirit, if you would, in Revelation chapter 2. Those who tolerate Jezebel and her prophets who lead God's people astray to sexual sin. I mean, it's still...
But the teachings.
It's important. And so understand that you got to just stay with God during this time. Understand everything's going to be cranked up. The only reason you can stand is because of God. You can't, well, I'm going to do... You know, you can be taken down very easily because it's just very, very wild, the things that are going. They're trying anything and everything, every lie they could possibly say. And very well, you know, some people might not make it through this process, but if you stay faithful to God through it, that's awesome. The next generation has a new leadership under Jehu is taking place. But that's what happened. So when you're looking at that battle taken on, when you saw, you know, election night, when you're watching these commentators talk, I mean, all night long, they were going, well, you know, this is who's going to be the president, and this is what's going on. And it really looked that way. And you could have believed that. And we had to pray. When we prayed, we just prayed in faith. But God moved. God moved. And God shifted things the way he did with Jehu, shifted that around. And what happened was, so when he was saying to the prophets, the ministers, the quote, people who were calling themselves Christians but are going after all this false gods and doing all this evil, you know, if you would, and obviously weren't Christians, but they were people who said they were followers of God and was more strict then in regards to do's and don'ts. Then their God didn't answer, he went and poured water on the altar that he was going to believe God and call down fire, and God answered literally by fire. Fire came from heaven and burnt up his offering and everything. And the prophets ended. Everything shifted. And there was a moment of time, you know, where it looked like she was still going to be in power, but it wasn't. Her day was doomed and it was all coming down. God was changing the administration of the nation called Israel. It was a shift taking place. And that's what's taking place right now. So it's not going to be pretty, but you got to believe Elijah. You got to believe the word of God. You got to not get all caught up in the things that are being cranked off and the people that are, you know, saying these horrific things. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy what's being said. But it was crazy on the mountain of Mount Carmel, because God's saying, I want my people back. You're not going to have my people. You've led them into all these wrong things. I'm going to bring in godly leadership, and I'm going to take my country back. And as soon as they changed the leadership, God wasn't mad at the people. As soon as he changed the leadership, as soon as godly leadership got in place, all the people began to follow the new leadership. So it's the heads, it's the authorities, it's the people in places. That's why judges have to change. That's why we need Supreme Court justices that have a constitutional mindset and also a godly mindset, and congressmen and senators who actually do what they said they're going to do and defend the Constitution like they said they're going to do it. We've got to hold on. It's going to be rough because they're going to be tempted in every way possible. And you're seeing all the venom being sprayed out at our president every single day. We got to pray for him against that and ask God to comfort him and to protect him and to give his cabinet and his family protection, because this man's holding the helm and he's doing a great job of it. I guess Jezebel and all of her prophets,
the hordes of hell
are coming against. But and hold on to the word of God, because God said the seed of evil is coming down and the seed of righteousness is going to rise. That's not saying that, you know, that Trump's this righteous leader. Right. It's saying God's the righteous one. And he's shifting things. He's got plans in store for this nation. And I want to encourage you that don't listen to that garbage. Don't let it go into your ear. Don't sit here and go, I want to hear what else Jezebel's prophets have to say. You know, you just shut that down. Don't listen to it, because the whole purpose of them saying things that are contrary to truth and contrary to God is to get you to buy in, where you shut down and no longer you speak the truth anymore. The light, your light goes out. And maybe you'll be part of those that ended up at the Baal party, because there was a shift that took place, and the way they ridded the nation of that issue was they had a big party. Jehu threw a big party for people that were bought into her doctrine and her prophet's doctrine, and called it a bell party, and they all showed up ready to party. And then he went through the crowd, and he found out which ones weren't supposed to be there, and he pulled those out, and then did away with all those. Mm. Listen, God is dealing with the evil. He said specifically, he told me, he said that he is going, the seed of evil is coming down, and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. And though people are looking like they don't believe that judgment's coming, that he's going to bring judgment on the evildoer. And as soon as he does, there's provision going to come. I mean, great provision is going to come to the body of Christ, and it's for the harvest that's coming.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.